fishermen wrestle over catching carp. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Common carp have been in Michigan since the late 1800s. They're not considered an invasive species because they've been around so long. Many people consider them to be a trash fish, but fly fishing for carp is very popular in northern Michigan. This year, though, guides have canceled trips and lost thousands of dollars because they can't find the fish. Some blame another growing sport, bow fishing. Max Johnston has the story.
When carp spawn in Grand Traverse Bay, in some spots, their backs actually protrude from the water like sharks because there are so many packed in shallow waters. But 15 years ago, no one really fished for carp in Michigan. Carp are a popular game fish in Europe, so local angler Dave McCool gave it a shot and noticed how much fun it was. Carp are smart, and they put up a fight.
Once I got a trout fisherman who always turned his nose up at carp to hook a carp and then take off and take out 150 yards of line, that started to change the perception.
McCool now leads about 20 fishing trips for carp each year at almost $400 a pop. But this year, something changed. McCool says they were nearly impossible to find.
This was probably the most difficult year that I've had in the 15 years that I've been doing it.
And he had to cancel almost half of his trips. McCool really can't say why the carp are gone. But another guide on Grand Traverse Bay, Brian Pitzer, has an idea. Bow fishing.
You know, when I find fish with holes in them or just dumped and broken arrows, it doesn't take, you know, rocket science to figure out why those fish didn't ever come back in there.
Sam James leads bow fishing trips for Thundering Aspens. It's a sportsman club in Mesick.
We're just kind of scouting right now. We'll stay on that big motor until we see a few, and then we'll get on the trolling motor and slow it down a little bit.
It's about 10 p.m. and we're on East Grand Traverse Bay. A lot of bow fishing is done at night, when water is calmer and fish are easier to spot. When we get to shallow waters, his partner cuts the engine and turns on the generator to power the LED lights placed around the boat. James stands on the platform with his bow at the ready. He points out some smaller fish, then sees a carp.
Oh! I got him. Here he comes. Oh, wow. Yeah. That was crazy.
James reels in on the cable attached to his arrow. The carp is about 2 feet long, with goldish-brown scales. The folks at Thundering Aspens will use that fish for fertilizer on their property. Overall, it's a quiet night. James only pulls in 3 fish. A couple of weeks ago, they were a lot busier.
During the spawn, our average was about 80 a night.
James knows bow fishermen have been accused of killing off all the carp. He says he saw plenty of fish this year, but he understands that anglers are out there looking for carp too, so he says he holds back.
We'll go out lake trout fishing, we might see schools of carp, and we're like, oh, that'd be great, but that's where that guy, you know, fly fishes, so we're disrespectful about it. It doesn't bother me.
The Michigan Department of Natural Resources says there's no direct link between bow fishing and low numbers of carp in Grand Traverse Bay. Scott Heinzelman is a fisheries biologist for the DNR. He says a lot of environmental factors, like rising water levels, could make the carp go to new areas. But the DNR wants to see fewer common carp. Heinzelman says there are nuisance fish that cause problems in the bay.
Their activities usually stir up the water. They really get the sediment moving around and smother other fish's eggs while they're in the process of spawning, and then it hurts other, you know, natural or native species to that lake. We generally encourage people to take as many as they can.
And he says the DNR is not reconsidering that rule anytime soon. Anglers say they're waiting to see if carp come back next year. If not, they're going to the DNR to push for a change to the rules on carp and bow fishing. For the Environment Report, I'm Max Johnston.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.